You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
The word is threat hunting. Spelled threat for security concern and hunting for searching and detecting. Definition: the process of proactively searching through networks to detect and isolate security threats rather than relying on security solutions or services to detect those threats. Example sentence: changes in file systems and the Windows registry are two places threat hunting expeditions can find stealthy adversary groups. Origin and context. According to Tony Sager, he invented the threat hunting idea in the mid-2000s when he developed the unifying mission model for his NSA defensive group called the Information Assurance Directorate. Richard Baitlick put meat on the bones for cybersecurity specifically in an essay he wrote for InfoSecurity Magazine in 2011 when he was the GE CERT Director of Incident Response. And by the way, Baitlick is a Cybersecurity Canon Hall of Fame winner for his book, The Practice of Network Security Monitoring, Understanding Incident Detection and Response. In a passage from this article, though, he says this, quote, "In the mid-2000s, the Air Force introduced the term hunter-killer for missions whereby a team of security experts performed friendly force projection on their networks. They combed through data from systems and in some cases occupied the systems themselves in order to find advanced threats. The concept of hunting, without the slightly more aggressive term killing, is now gaining ground in the civilian world," end quote. In 2010, Lockheed Martin released its Strategic Intrusion Kill Chain model that refocused everybody from simply doing passive defense to forward-thinking defenses based on adversary behavior. In 2013, Caltagirone, Pendergrast, and Betts published their alternative strategic threat model called the Diamond Model. But in the same year, 2013, MITRE released the first version of its attack framework, which did two things. It enhanced the Strategic Intrusion Kill Chain model with operational intelligence and added detail to the actions on the objective phase. The impact was that for the first time, intelligence analysts had access to a globally accessible knowledge base of known adversary behavior derived from real-world observations from both MITRE intelligence analysts and from the cybersecurity intelligence community at large. In other words, it was the most complete, free, open-source, standardized database of adversary offensive playbook intelligence. With the MITRE attack framework, threat hunters could now look specifically for known adversary behavior on their own networks. Penetration testers can now do red team exercises where they emulated known adversary behavior. Nerd reference. As the principal security strategist at Splunk in 2019, John Stoner gave a presentation at the SANS Digital Forensics and Incident Response Summit about his aha moment for threat hunting. And John is a true nerd, a man completely after my own heart. In this clip, he talks about Spider-Man and Neo from the movie The Matrix, all in one sentence.
Now, as this fine gentleman says, with great power comes great responsibility. And anytime you're dealing with a matrix, you can't just dive into it, right? No matter what Keanu Reeves says. What do I want to do from a modeling perspective? And so you have the kill chain on the one side, the diamond model on the other side. They're both great. They're both lovely. They do a lot of good things to help describe things after I find them. But, you know, I'm not really a super creative guy from a hunting perspective. And I go, well, if I have a kill chain, I've got exploit. I could start hunting at the exploit stage, but what am I going to hunt for? Or actions on objectives. Great. What do I hunt for? While I like the models to be able to overlay things that I find, it wasn't something that was really going to be impactful. And so I came to this small little thing called the MITRE ATT&CK framework. Maybe you've heard of it. I refer to it here as brain candy, because if you're maybe not as creative as other folks, and I'll say I'm kind of one of those people, I've got all of these techniques and all of these tactics to sit there and go, oh, yeah, let's go hunt for that.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
Now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.